The Trump administration earlier this week suggested that a link exists between autism and what is best known as Tylenol, especially those who are pregnant and use Tylenol during your pregnancy. It's raised a lot of concerns, as you can imagine, not just from the scientific community. Certainly Tylenol now facing a lot of lawsuits pending, but even just the average family that has been touched by autism, including my own. As I've mentioned very publicly before, I have a brother who is very high functioning, but on the autism spectrum. And so the idea of an announcement linking Tylenol to autism, I think, is really triggering to a lot of people. And so I wanted to, again, have a professional come on to really talk about this and really bring some clarity to this announcement. Dr. Fred Volkmar is back with us, director of the SCSU Center of Excellence on Autism Spectrum Disorder. Dr. Volkmar, I appreciate you always giving us the time. And I want to first get your take on the announcement. I always try to read things like a journalist would. The way I took President Trump's announcement partially was he was saying it is not the only link to autism, but he was saying there is strong evidence that it could be a link to autism. So I wanted to first and foremost get your take on if that is even an avenue that should be looked at deeper, because, you know, some people will say he said that's the only link. He didn't, but he did say there is now support that it could be a link to autism. So I wanted to start with that.
So this is an interesting and complicated topic. I think it was the British Prime Minister back in the 1800s who said there's three kinds of lies. There's lies, there's damned lies, and there's statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an example of the latter. What happens in studies associating things with any number of disorders, like autism, for example, people basically go out and do fishing expeditions. They get large samples, and they ask people thousands of questions, and they look to see if things are correlated, if they seem to run together. And that's kind of how these things often start. What you then need are other studies that look in a more controlled way to see if they can understand it, to see if it replicates, if it turns up in more than one place. And the best study, which I think is the one most frequently cited, was done in Sweden, which showed a very, I think, relatively weak effect in mothers in Sweden. But then they looked at siblings of the kids with autism, and they couldn't find any effect. So that really caused them to think, you know what, there's really not much to this. So while I would agree with the president that there are many things that seem to factor into the pathogenesis or the etiology of autism, I would say Tylenol is not clearly one of them.
Well, and you know what it kind of reminded me of? And again, I might be just trying to see all sides of this instead of just reacting. Because if I took my journalism hat off, Dr. Volkmar, honestly, I did find that announcement to be semi-offensive. I felt bad for the amount of families touched by autism being told that, first of all, it's very accusatory. If you use Tylenol, you essentially caused your kid to have autism. That alone is just that's a really rough statement to make and a rough statement to swallow for the many moms who have had children on the spectrum. And to your point, had siblings who were not on the spectrum, but used Tylenol by the direction of their doctors. That's a really rough thing to say and to announce. And I think it could have honestly been said, again, this is me putting my journalism hat on. I think it could have been said, much like a lot of other announcements, if you were to look at, for example, cancer. And when we learned, I used this example before, when we learned that maybe it's not the best idea to heat up your food in a plastic container because sometimes the materials in that, if it seeps into your food, could be cancer-causing toxins. Okay, so again, I think that there was a way to say, could this be something? Sure. But to make a spectacle of it and make it so matter of fact, I think that's what's not sitting well with people. And it felt like, and let me know if you agree or not, Dr. Volkmar, but it didn't feel like there was enough data supporting such a claim.
Well, I think, yes, is the short version. There's not enough data to really so strongly support such a claim. And in fact, the other thing that was problematic is they were sort of dissing the genetics of autism. There's a lot of strong evidence for genetic factors in autism. It's clearly not the whole story, which leaves a little room for environmental factors. And people have been diligently searching for those. And, you know, strange things happen. I mean, for example, in terms of environmental factors, it turns out that several studies now pretty strongly suggest a link between autism in some families with having older fathers. And that probably relates to the fact that as men get older, their sperm are constantly being reformed, and they can get zapped by things like cosmic rays, X-rays, environmental pathogens, environmental toxins. So that for older men, it may make more sense. That's an example of an environmental cause that actually has a fair amount of evidence behind it. And we sort of understand what the pathways might be. And so that's a kind of a reasonable thing to talk about. But again, that doesn't mean older men shouldn't have babies.
Right.
Well, you know.
Again, I just think that rhetoric is dangerous, Dr. Volkmar.
Exactly.
You know, that's dangerous to say that. You know what I mean?
You have to be very careful with what you tell people. And, you know, pregnant women, like all women, have aches and pains. And we don't want them to take things that have aspirin because those things can cause bleeding. So we really don't want that. So Tylenol has often, I think for the obstetricians, I'm not an obstetrician, it's their kind of go-to drug because we don't want pregnant women taking aspirin-containing or aspirin-like products.
We are talking to Dr. Fred Volkmar, who is the director of the SCSU Center of Excellence on Autism Spectrum Disorders. He also happens to be one of our experts on the show when we talk about anything autism. So after the president's announcement earlier this week, linking, again, autism and Tylenol together, I want to make something very clear. When I was listening to him, quite frankly, Dr. Volkmar, it did feel like he was saying that this is just one thing that they're really looking at. It didn't feel like it was a definitive all cases are coming from Tylenol, which I think is really important because I've seen a lot of people online, again, being very defensive and kind of like, you caused this, you know, pointing the finger, which is just wrong. First of all, it's not what he said, but also it's very wrong to then make families touched by autism feel like they caused this. But to our earlier conversation, Dr. Volkmar, I think it's incredibly irresponsible to make an announcement like this. And if you go back to April when you and I last spoke, because RFK Jr. had said, I don't think this is something that is just being diagnosed better and that we're just talking about more. I think that is environment that is causing this. And he said by September, we'll have an announcement. Well, we'll be able to tell you where autism is really coming from. Do you feel like this announcement was really to just fulfill a kind of a campaign or a political promise, essentially? Because that, too, is very irresponsible.
Well, you know, I do not know what goes on in their mind. I can tell you that, you know, if you hear some statement like that, I've been in the field for 40 years. We've made a lot of advances. There's a lot of work left to do. I would not feel at all comfortable saying we're going to know in a few months what causes autism. That is irresponsible.
So, Dr. Volkmar, give people, if you don't mind, just kind of a rundown of the facts. What do we know as far as where autism comes from? Is it genetic? Could it also be environmental? Again, to your earliest point in this conversation, it's a very complex situation medically, and every case is going to be different and different severities and what have you. But what do we know? What can the people of Connecticut who heard this announcement certainly have confusion and questions? What can we tell them is fact at this point about autism?
Well, what we know is that there are strong genetic causes of autism. There's some room for environmental factors. That is true. We have not done a great job of finding those yet, although people have been looking. As I mentioned, we have found some in the broad sense of environmental factors that seem to be involved. All that also being said, I think it's important to say that with earlier diagnosis and intervention, people on the autism spectrum are doing better and better. They're going out and getting jobs, they're entering the workforce, they're having relationships, some of them are getting married and having their own families. So the good news is that people are doing better, and not everybody, but many. And I think parents have to know that there's some hope that we're doing a better job of earlier diagnosis and intervention, and we're trying to understand more about the basic research. Now, let me just point out that in terms of basic research, that does require federal dollars. You have to put money in to find some of these things. And as we know, this has been a very problematic time for federal research funds.
So, and certainly that's been a focus, as well as the importance of investing in autism research, which is continuing. Why do you think, though, Dr. Volkmar, it does feel like autism is this really, and maybe I don't know this, maybe it's because it's so close to me, and I'm willing to admit that, no problem. You know, when your family gets a new car and then all of a sudden you feel like everyone in the world has that same exact car, you have such a focus on it, right? So that could be what's going on. But I do feel like autism is one of those things that for the last 30 years, as long as it's touched our family since my brother was born and diagnosed at the age of 18 months, it does feel like whenever there's an update about autism, it's always very, I think, controversial, no matter what the data says, no matter what studies say. And again, obviously, the most recent is coming from the Trump administration, but this is not the first time I feel like we've had medical breakthroughs or announcements about autism or possible vaccinations or what have you. And it's controversial. Whereas I feel like, for going back to cancer, I feel like whenever we have any new information, people are on board, clinical studies, what have you. Do you find that as well? Or is it because of what I had said earlier, that I'm just very hyper-focused on this in particular because it's something very personal?
No, obviously it's personal to you, and that's perfectly understandable and perfectly fine. I think one of the reasons that autism is such a touch point is that it has a long and complicated history. When that 1940s when it was first described, and probably there were cases well before that time. And I think one of the things that gets people going is they would like to have quick answers. They would like to have easy answers, and that has not turned out to be the case. But we have gotten more and more information as time has gone on. We understand a lot more than we used to about autism. There are some very helpful resources. There are also some very unhelpful resources. On the internet, people will promise you a quick cure for, you know, some usually exorbitant amount of money. Those are people you shouldn't really trust. What we do know is that education, behavioral interventions make a big difference. Kids are doing better as a result of that. So it's a hopeful time. But autism is one of those things I think people project a lot of their own ideas, their fears, their hopes, and it also sometimes makes them easy prey for charlatans and hucksters.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Volkmar, I really appreciate you giving us the perspective that you do as often as you do. I think it's really important, again, when you have these announcements, good, bad, controversial, what have you, that we have at least the facts and we know what is true at this point from, again, studies and what's coming from the medical and scientific community, certainly. And we do appreciate, you know, with over 40 years of experience in this field, we appreciate you making the time for WICC. Thank you so much.
Listen, it's great to talk to you as always.
All right. Appreciate you. Dr. Fred Volkmar, again, who is the director of the SCSU Center of Excellence on Autism Spectrum Disorders here on WICC.